This is something now that we need to note as we come to Acts 28. This is actually our final study in the book of Acts at this time. And there was an episode here in chapter 28 that is in connection with the shipwreck on the island of Melita, and as it's called here in verse 1, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, or we know it today as the island of Malta. And we see something now of the providence of God in the life of the Apostle Paul. And I think that this episode, which is recorded here, that we ought not to pass over it, and we are going to look at it. It is on the island of what is known as modern Malta. And it took place there in St. Paul's Bay. That's what it's known as today. Now, this is a very interesting place, and to this generation of young people, it may not be very meaningful. But to those of us who lived during World War II, we recognize that this island made the headlines at the very beginning of the war, World War II. It was the most bombed spot, and that includes London, of any place. It was a strategic spot. And at that time, General Darby was the general and governor of the island. And believe me, he was a worthy successor to the Apostle Paul. He was a Christian, and the very fact is that he said he had no notion of surrendering. And I think it's quite interesting to begin with Paul and come up to General Darby on this same island, actually at this same bay. Now, will you notice, as we read on in chapter 28 at verse 2, and we read, "And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, received us everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold." Now, there's several things there that we should call your attention to. This may cause us to smile because these natives of the island are labeled here by Luke barbarous people. That's what they were. But here you have another instance of the kindness and the courtesy of pagans. Remember, they, on this little island, are entertaining 276, a great crowd, and many of them were criminals that were being taken to Rome, you see. And we find here that we have this wonderful kindness and courtesy of people that are pagan. You have that in the book of Jonah, for instance, of how these pagan sailors were so kind and gracious to Jonah. They didn't want to throw him overboard, even though he told them that's what they should do. They tried to bring the ship to land, found out that they couldn't. And we have seen before in this book of Acts where Paul has been, how graciously he's been received in some places by those that were actually very pagan and very sinful people. Sometimes folk like this are more gracious than the folk that are religious, and that is even true today.